Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. It's Monday, which means the Brandon Graham Show will be here live from Chickie's at 6. Then the Players Lounge, BG Show, me, ESP, and BG. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, the newly popular in Philadelphia, Tanner McKee. 6'6", big boy Tanner McKee is.
Backup quarterback.
So Donovan McNabb will join us momentarily. Donovan's call always brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. We will bring you Donovan as soon as we get Donovan. Until then, Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you, fellas? Happy New Year to you.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Tony?
Listen,
Happy New
Year to you. I got three quick comments. I'll be as brief as I can. First of all, I think the offense, the Eagles will be solid, both in the running and passing game. But I think more than anything, the defense is going to be so disruptive, they won't allow Love to get in any type of rhythm the whole game. And I think Devontae Smith said it best in his interview last week. He said about the fans, he said, "We hear you." That 12th man means everything. And I think the fans are going to be out of their mind. They're going to go berserk. Although I would like to see Dotson in the offense a little bit more, I think they win this game by about 14 points. And finally, wow. Ike, I need a favor.
Yo.
And I know you boys love college football. I want you to look at Texas. I want you to keep your eyes on this safety named Andrew Makuba from Texas, number 4.
Yeah.
I know it's early for the draft. I'm just saying, keep your eyes on him, okay? I think he's the best safety in this draft.
Well, damn, you don't like our safeties?
No. I think listen, I think Blankenship comes up and sticks, and he sticks a lot, but yeah. He gets lost in pass coverage when he called to go into pass coverage.
Yeah.
But I think Makuba is undoubtedly what we need. So
okay.
I don't want to go too far ahead, but they win this week by 14.
Oh, you think – oh, you're talking about the Eagles win this week.
14.
Eagles win by 14.
He said.
Well, yeah, I said 31-17.
Yeah. Well, that's 14 as well. Tony, your lips to God's ears. As far as getting – thank you for the call. As far as getting Dotson more involved, no.
We have problems getting – that's the last thing we need.
We have problems getting Devontae and AJ involved. I think the thing that we could see with Dotson yesterday is not about – that we should throw him the ball more. We have wide receivers ahead of him that we can throw the ball. I think more than anything, it is a – because they traded a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson. Mm-hmm. That was not a cheap trade. I think looking back on it, if Dotson is – because he's under team control, I think, for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
The positive is from yesterday, oh, look, he can play.
Yep.
Like, he can play. And when the offense has been the way it has been, so run-heavy, that you just don't have an opportunity to see the third wide receiver very often. I also think that seeing him yesterday, it does give you, you know, knock on wood that Devontae or A.J. doesn't get hurt, and nobody's replacing A.J. Brown. But you look at a guy who might have to slide up, and is he capable of playing a more meaningful role if he needs to?
Yeah.
You see him yesterday and be a little more confident in that than you were previously.
Oh, no doubt, man. I was encouraged by that. I was encouraged by Jahan Dotson yesterday because he's going to be here. He's going to be our number 3 receiver next year. They don't give up a third-round draft pick. Now, all of a sudden, cut the guy. And like you said, we have him under control. He's going to get a full offseason to get into the playbook, to get used to playing with Jalen. And quite frankly, and I said this earlier in the year, Spike, when we talked about Saquon and his touches and what it's going to mean next year, the passing game has to be better next year. It just does. This is not the offense the Eagles envision running when they brought in Kellen Moore. It's just not. You don't pay receivers the way that we pay receivers and run the ball 30 times a game. So we're gonna ride Saquon the way we need to this year, Pauls, to get through this season. But believe me, it was more out of necessity than it was anything else. I think next year the passing game has to be better. It has to take pressure off of Saquon and the workload that he has. Because coming off the amount of touches he had this year, You can't expect him to be this next year.
Especially if we go on a run.
Yeah, he's still got 3-4 more games we're looking to play.
We play 3 games. He touches the ball 25 times a game. He ends up being, maybe if we play 4 games.
Yeah, at least 100 more touches.
So he ends up well over 400 touches. Yeah. There is no, because we had the caller earlier talking about Saquon rushing for 2,000 yards again. There is no way they're going to do that. There's no way you can count on Barkley, A, to be as effective, B, even get hurt. And the other thing is, and this is the start of your point, is they are too talented in their pass catchers. And I'm not just talking about A.J. and Devontae, but Goddard, I imagine Goddard's not here, but even Grant Calcaterra, can catch the ball.
Yeah.
You don't invest all of that money and assets when you're talking about a draft pick. And I know this has worked for us this year, but this offense can score more points than it does if the pass game is more effective. They ended up at 26.5 or 27 points a game. They can score more, and if you're able to pass more, and then, by the way, maybe we get a third year out of Saquon.
That's what I was
Barkley.
Just getting ready to say. You want to extend Saquon's career. You don't want it to just be a 2-year Eagle career. You want to sort of dial back on some of these touches so that he can play longer.
Right.
And the way that you do that is by being able to move the ball 15, 20, 30 yards at a time through the air. Our passing game has to be much better next year. Jalen has to be much better as a passer next year. The passing game just has to be better next year.
And that's one of those things where we've heard a lot about, well, first year in the system, and okay.
Right.
Okay, I don't completely buy it, but I'll take it as a consideration with this.
Yeah.
But next year won't be the first
year
in the system.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
They have to be a better passing team. And every time you say they have to be a better passing team, somebody says, well, you don't want to throw the ball 38, 40 times. Nobody's saying to throw the ball 38 or 40 times.
No.
They just have to be more effective. And the balance has – when you look, Green Bay runs the ball a lot, mm-hmm. right? They run the ball 52% of the time. We run the ball a lot. We run the ball 59.5% of the time.
Yeah.
You can be a run-heavy team. Look at Baltimore, run-heavy team, runs
sure.
the ball 52% of the time. You can be a run-heavy team without being as overboard as we've been this year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean – they run the ball 52% of the time, and Lamar still threw for over 4,000 yards
right.
and almost 40 touchdowns.
Right. Who do you think is going to win? Do you think he's going to win MVP?
You know what? I think he deserves it, but Josh Allen deserves it too.
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
No, I don't either. I think Lamar has had the more impressive year if you look at numbers. But he also has more help than Josh Allen has.
Right.
And so I think Josh Allen is doing more with less. Whereas Lamar, man, when you see that he added Derrick Henry, look where it took his numbers to. He won an MVP last year throwing, what, 23 touchdowns?
Yep.
I wasn't even impressed with Lamar Jackson last year when he won.
And then he comes and has the best passing season of
yes,
his career.
I mean, my goodness. Listen, I'm rarely wrong when I evaluate quarterbacks. I'm rarely wrong.
But
I might have been wrong about this one.
About Lamar.
About Lamar Jackson, yeah. Might have been wrong about that one.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, Donovan McNabb, joins us now.
I wasn't wrong about him, though. I wasn't wrong about that guy.
He's always got your back, D. Donovan.
Right.
Yeah. I did hear him say he's never really wrong when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks. That was kind of entertaining to me. Yeah.
Come on, Five.
But you know what? You're absolutely right. But you also got to add in to the dynamic ability that he brought to that offense, you know, out there in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It wasn't what we're seeing now, but it's his second year in his offense.
Right.
You know, when they brought the new coordinator over, it was supposed to be more the college style, spread it around, but they don't have the receivers. Now you got Zay Flowers in his second season in the offense, Bateman in his second season, Andrews and Lively. So they're all elevated their game. And Lamar is just killing it right now.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know which conference has the better teams overall, but when you look at quarterbacks, the AFC with Mahomes and Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson all at the same time, and the NFC really doesn't measure up from a quarterback standpoint, I don't think. That's a
Not
lot
yet.
Of talent.
Yeah, That's a lot of talent over there.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because Patrick Mahomes is having a down season.
Right.
And so you're talking about the quarterbacks of the AFC, and then compared to the NFC, I mean, Baker Mayfield's having a great season.
Yep.
You know, to Jared Goff, to if you look at statistically, you know, Jalen was up there with everyone else with his numbers, but it just wasn't the splash until, you know, obviously complaining for The Rock or whatever it may be. So we started spreading around. And so I just think when it comes down to the NFC, it's different because it's more team ball. And then in the AFC, it's the quarterback just making miraculous plays.
Yeah.
Well, and in Burrow's case, the team has such a bad defense, they got to throw the ball 50 times a game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Donovan, not a lot to discuss from the game yesterday specifically, but Tanner McKee got a full game in and looked pretty good. Curious what you thought of McKee's performance yesterday.
Well, I thought he did a great job of just in the short week of being able to elevate himself into the number one role, playing with guys that he did scout team with. So, you know, I thought he did a fairly great job of being able to sit in the pocket, deliver strikes. He was throwing dimes out there. And so I was impressed by what I seen. Now, for a long period of time, I don't know, but I was just impressed by what he was able to do in a short period of time.
Some of the other players that got a little run yesterday, Will Shipley did, Jahan Dotson did, Anaya Smith, anything. Dotson specifically with 100 yards. What did you think of his performance yesterday? We don't get to see him very much get featured the way that he did yesterday.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we're talking about this is that preseason game that they took out. You know, so we would have got a chance to see some of these guys in preseason 3 and preseason 4. But now you get blowouts and you get opportunity to play. These guys have had a whole season of getting scout team reps, being able to showcase what they can do, and now it's their turn. So I was excited for that opportunity for those guys. Because everyone focuses on the starters. It's the guys that prepare the starters each and every week that you want to see out there and be able to make big plays.
Well, you were right. That was the fourth preseason game yesterday. That's exactly how I treated it. I treated it like it was the fourth preseason game. We got the Packers next week, 5, and we'll know more about Jalen, I guess, Wednesday as to whether or not he's being able to have been cleared through protocol. But I wonder from your perspective, having not been – because he hasn't even been able to, like, practice or throw the ball, I don't imagine. I'm wondering how does that impact a quarterback when you haven't had – the ability to throw the ball around, get some timing down with your receivers for almost 3 weeks. How does that impact you going into a game?
Well, I think the more the impact is, has he been in the meetings and been able to focus? You know, when it comes to concussions, you know, a lot of the guys kind of see Dotson. You know how it is, like, guys got to sit in the meeting room with sunglasses on because the lights are affecting them, headaches. They got to lay down. You know, when has he kind of overcome that part of it,
right,
where he could sit in the meetings and be able to, you know, go over the install, write stuff down, you know, visualize it. And so that's more the big question than getting out on the field, because getting out on the field is like riding a bike.
Okay.
But I think for him, it's just when has he kind of overcome that hurdle of being able to focus in and be able to be his normal self again.
Yeah.
We ended up with Green Bay rather than Washington. How much of a bigger test do you think Green Bay is compared to Washington?
Well, I mean, experienced quarterback. Now losing their top receiver is going to hurt them with the ACL injury, I believe. I don't think it'll hurt him as much because he's been hurt pretty much a lot the last couple of years. If they get Dobbs back, that again, that's another weapon for him on the offensive end. But I like what Jordan Love has continued to do. He's progressed. He's gained confidence. Offensively, they've done some good things. They've done some things where they stalled a little bit in games. And then late in games, they kind of picked things up to make it more competitive. So it really all depends on how they start out. Matt LaFleur, he's another one of these young-minded, you know, offensive gurus that have really done a great job of calling plays and putting his quarterbacks in great positions. So it's going to be a challenge for us on both sides of the ball. But defensively, I think we gotta create pressure. We gotta set the rundown. I mean, it's gonna be hard, but we gotta find a way to limit him to get less than 85 yards rushing, and then force Jordan Love to throw the ball 35, 45 times a game.
When you look at the NFC, Got a chance to watch Minnesota and Detroit last night. You look around the NFC. How do you think the Eagles sort of stack up when you look at these other teams?
Well, I think still we're either 1A or 1B with Detroit. I think the number two team in that regard would be probably the Vikings. Three, I think Tampa Bay has really continued to emerge in that regard. But, Detroit looked good, man. Like, even though they got so many guys on IR, it's like the walking wounded over there.
Yeah.
But they find a way. And offensively, you got to – people tend to throw Jared Goff to the wolves because of what happened and with the Rams. But he's changed his whole dynamic, man. He's changed his whole resume, his future, and then the weapons around him is unbelievable. So I just think if we get past this round here with Green Bay, and then we'll start throwing Vikings, you know, Tampa, maybe Washington, depending on what happened to that game, Minnesota. So it's going to be a challenge all the way through, but I still see us coming out and being in the NFC championship, at least the NFC championship.
All right, Donovan, two quick ones before we let you go. You've seen them both play a full game. Let's say they're both healthy. Who do you pick as your backup quarterback, Tanner McKee or Kenny Pickett, going into the playoffs?
Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
I've always liked Kenny Pickett at Pitt. But these ribs, I'm telling you, I've had that injury. That rib injury, that lasts and it lingers. And so just when you think you're fine, it's a sudden movement that you make that kind of brings you back.
And then last one.
Cheap shot from Greg Favors. I ain't forgot.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
And then last one. The Saquon thing. So after the game's over, do you look at the Giants-Eagles game and look at how the Giants sort of laid down? And is your reaction is, man, we should have played Saquon? Or do you look at the injuries around the league, Watson's injured, Zay Flowers injured, and say, we made the right decision? Does which one of those strikes you the day after the game?
More of the injuries.
Okay.
Listen, records are made to be broken. It looks good. But you go in there, and all of a sudden you break the record, get excited, and the next carry, something happens. Now we're all kicking ourselves in the foot. And then everybody's getting mad at Nick Sirianni for making that move. And that's kind of what you want to avoid. So I think it was a great move, right move. Right now, Baltimore, they're upset. They're upset. I don't even know why they even played that game, to be honest with you.
I think they still had the division on the
board. But, I mean, they should have. They already had that game won.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get in, do your business,
and get out. I think they were 20-point favorites yesterday.
Were
Baltimore
they?
Were, yeah. But the time he came on off, yeah.
Okay. All
right, Donovan. Well, hopefully when we talk to you a week from today, we'll be talking about a win and preparing for the second playoff game. So,
I'm expecting that.
Well,
so
that's
if you're trying to talk it into existence, I'm going to support you on that.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it,
thanks,
brother.
Look, I have great respect for Donovan McNabb, mm-hmm. which is why when he puts – we talk about the quarterbacks – and he says Jalen's number is as good as those other guys in the AFC. I just let it go.
Well,
I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
Because it's not true, but I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
He's a Jalen guy. I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because if he doesn't say that, then it's a story in this town.
Right. Yes. He knows. He knows. 215-592-9494. Keith and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Keith?
I guess Fritz is on maternity leave.
Yes.
He is.
Imagine that.
Yeah. He didn't get birth.
Well, I guess it was a rough C-section for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to put that in there. That's all. I agree with Ike Reese.
Yep.
Ike, I love you.
Thank you.
You're a tough man.
Yep.
I love men. That sounds
bad. Pause.
Bad.
Yeah. I know. Man.
I
it is
like
what it
a
is.
Man's man.
We don't judge.
Whatever. Yeah.
See, that one. Like, really?
Discombobulated now.
I mean, it's like, you know, whatever you're into is cool. It's cool with us. We're a welcoming show.
You know, it's like, I got it. But the point is that you go for the record. You go because you go for what you can attain in life No one can should be able to hold you back what you can attain in life. And when you're held back, that just drives me crazy. Because when someone makes the decision for you, I just don't understand it.
I think I think my conviction in doing this got even stronger after Saquon spoke. And you can hear the disappointment in his voice. And when he talked about his father wanting him to go for
it,
his name, it could be attached to the name forever. That's when I really was like, oh, man, we should have went for it.
Saquon's dad can relax. You know, we don't ask the dads. We're not asking Kenny Pickett's dad or Tanner McKee's dad. Nobody's dad gets to make choices around here. Trust me.
But yeah, but see the point about he's like when you have like when you're on a stage as big as that stage, like I'm a union carpenter, right? I'm a good poor guy. I strive to be the best carpenter I could ever be. I could never get the accolades or anything from anybody else. And when you are get on that stage, come on, man. If someone's gonna hold you down, I'm agree.
So if he got hurt, how would you feel today? Would you feel like it was worth it? Or if Lane Johnson got hurt, or if Jordan Mailata got hurt, or if Cam Jurgens got hurt, do you feel like it would have been worth it?
You know the thing is, I think at one point in your life, if you strive to be the best, injuries part of whatever, I get it. Listen, I came off the ladder, I hurt my knee, right? It took me out for 6 months. It's going to happen. But the thing is, I want the chance. That's all I want. I want the chance.
Keith, I'm going to force you to answer the question. So let's say Saquon played yesterday and the offensive line played yesterday. And let's say either Jordan Mailata or Lane Johnson or God forbid, any of them, Saquon Barkley, they have an injury that will keep them out for 3 weeks. You're going to call today and say it was the right decision to play them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Keith. Say yes.
You know, the thing is, Spike.
Yeah.
They get paid a lot of money to do what
they
do. I don't
care. I'm asking you a question.
And guess what?
Keith, you could pay Saquon Barkley $1 billion, and his ACL or his hamstring do not care how much money he's making. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money they're making. I'm asking you again for the third time, and I know you're going to answer me this time. If Lane or Jordan or Cam Jurgens or Saquon Barkley tore their ACL or even something that pulled a hamstring yesterday and was unable to play against Green Bay, you would call me up on Monday and say it was the right decision to play them for the record.
I do, because that's their job.
There you go.
That is their
there
job.
There you go.
That's what
would
they
not.
Do.
Wait, listen, when you are convicted, you live with the results, man. You can't go back. You live with the results. Here's what I wouldn't have done, Spike.
Yeah.
I would have been on the radio the next day defending Nick Sirianni's decision. I wouldn't have been turncoat and said, fire the guy. How dumb of a decision was that?
Thank you for the call, Keith.
After I preached all week that they should break the record. I can't then come on afterwards and then rip the guy. I would not have done that.
I agree. And as a Nick guy, I would have crushed him.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have absolutely crushed him. The organization I would have.
Yeah, because you were on that side from the beginning.
Right,
you were on that side from the beginning. I'm just saying I would, as bad as I would have felt about it, and I would have. I'm not telling you I would not have felt bad, and I would have said that it sucked and all of that, but I still would have said, you know what, at least they went for it. At least they went for it. Like that, like I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what I
would
have had to say.
Yes, you
would
have.
I can't come on the next day and then be like, oh no, they shouldn't have done it.
You would have become a real Kenny Gainwell believer. You would have been on my side.
Oh boy, we'd have been down with Kenny G.
We'd
have been down with Kenny G.
All right.
Can we get a rolled ankle? Did we have to have a torn ACL?
Well,
or
that's
something?
Why I backed off. I said a hamstring. I said a hamstring. But Christian Watson tore his ACL. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles made a mistake not playing Saquon yesterday?
I bet the Eagles thought they were done with this.
No, they're never going to be done with it, especially if they don't win the Super Bowl. And are you more nervous or confident going into the Green Bay game? 215-592-9494. All right, coming up next, two things. First, Ike, I want you to rank the rank the regular seasons, 04 Eagles, 2017 Eagles, 2022 Eagles, and 2024 Eagles. And there is a a head coach, or not a head coach, a coach of the Philadelphia Eagles who may get a head coaching interview with one of the openings.
Ooh.
There is a request for an interview with one of our coaches.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
So we'll give you that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You can watch all the Eagles playoff action, the official sports bar of the Eagles. That's Chickie's and Pete's. Find the one closest to you at chickiesandpetes.com. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Fritz. Haven't even heard from him at all today. The hell's up with that guy? We're at Chickie's in South Philly.
He's busy, man.
But he's not that busy. Want to go to this weekend's Eagles playoff game? If you come to Chickie's in South Philly Friday night, there's an Eagles pep rally. You can win tickets. Swoop will be here. Cheerleaders will be here. That is this Friday at Chickie's in South Philly. Big news, Ike. Per Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.
I'm tired of Jeremy Fowler.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he's the one who wrote the story that Nick Sirianni may get fired after. If
oh, really?
First week, yeah.
Well, here we go. Jeremy Fowler.
Tired of him, yeah.
The Saints have requested a head coaching interview with Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Whoa.
Now, egg on our faces.
Yeah.
Because both of us were like, Kellen Moore ain't getting head coach interviews.
Yeah. Now, well, he's not getting a job.
You don't think?
No.
Do you think the Saints job? Now, the Saints, I guess Spencer Rattler is their future at quarterback because it's not going to be Derek Carr. No. I wonder if that's a good job or not, the Saints job.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say no.
If you're Kellen Moore, you got a good situation here. You probably want to leave for a good job, but there's only so many NFL head coaching jobs.
And you drafted that kid last year, so are you in the market for a quarterback this year? How much does he like Spencer Rattler?
Right. Well, I could tell him based on my YouTube scouting is that Spencer Rattler was actually the best quarterback in the draft. But
you didn't say he was the best.
I did.
You said he was the best?
So my rankings on YouTube rankings.
I didn't realize you said that.
My rankings were in last year's draft were Rattler 1, Bo Nix 2, Penix 3. It's pretty good.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. Oh, Rattler can
Rattler,
play.
Yeah, he's young. So
yeah, give him a chance. Give him a chance. I liked his YouTube. What do you want out of
him? Well, and he had a defensive coach.
He did.
He had a defensive coach with no real – I look at the Saints and I'm like, what are we doing? We got – you got Alvin Kamara.
Right.
Who's too old.
Yep.
Chris Olave can't stay healthy.
Right.
What else do you have?
I'm always interested in the guys that have to interview for jobs while the playoffs are going on, right?
So when would he even – well, he doesn't have a bye week, so he wouldn't be able to interview.
He would. I mean, he'll interview, I think. He's not going to not interview. I mean, unless they wait until
– during a week?
I don't know. Does he do it on Tuesday? Does he do it today?
Oh, so this is one of those things where you don't come in. You just interview over the phone.
Maybe you do a Zoom thing. Or I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. If you're him, you got to take the interview, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you take the interview. Yeah. But he's been on a few of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has.
Remember,
right.
Like, he's been on a few jobs. The Eagles interviewed him for the head coaching
job. Oh, right.
Job.
That's right. When they hired Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another head coach that's floating out there, Mr. Doug Peterson.
Dougie P.
Now, if you're Doug, I don't know what his contract was like. I don't know how many years he gets paid after this. At least one, because I know it was a lame duck.
Yeah, probably.
I wonder what the relationship with Doug and the Eagles is like. Now, I don't know what you would.
Oh, you mean like bringing Doug back? OC?
Well, let's say Kellen Moore gets hired by the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Would you hire Doug as your offensive coordinator?
How does that work?
I don't know.
Man has a statue outside over there. What does Nick do with that?
Look. Nick's an egoless guy. Nick's been really good at the, you know.
Sure, but I don't know if he wants the former Super Bowl head coach in the building with him.
I don't know. Like a little Dougie Fee in there. A little Dougie Fee in the room.
Listen, we would love it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
As a media, yeah, we would love it.
Oh.
I don't know. I wonder what happens with Doug, man. Honestly, it's a couple openings out there. You got the Raiders job. They haven't officially fired whatchamacallit yet, have they?
No.
Antonio Pierce.
Chicago job's open. Dallas job might be open. We don't know.
Right.
Who else? The Jets job.
Yeah, the Jets.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, how about the Jets interviewing head coaches before they've hired a general manager?
Yeah, really.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just continue to do things wrong.
What general manager is going in there?
And did they interview Lewis Riddick?
They did. Okay. And Woody Johnson had to deny yesterday that his 18-year-old son has influence over football decisions. You know the organization is not.
What the hell is that about?
Well, because there was a report that Brick Johnson, his 17-year-old son at the time, would read the internet and tell Woody Johnson what they were saying on the internet, and then it was an Athletic story that I think Joe Douglas probably was an unnamed source in that. But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be my guess. I don't know that for sure.
Throw out here throwing shade?
Yeah. Well, all right, 215-5.
Hold on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But then I also see the last 2 weeks they run together because we've only been in on Mondays.
Right.
So I missed some stories. But wasn't there something out there about Howie and the Jets?
So it was actually an interesting article. There was an article about what the Jets should do moving forward.
Yeah.
And in the last part, somebody said you might need to take a big sort of like out-of-the-box swing at somebody and mentioned, and it was a leaked source, not saying that they were looking at Howie or not saying that Howie wanted to, but naming Howie as a guy, they were talking about giving a percentage of ownership.
Right, I saw that.
You know, to get him out of wherever he is.
That's what you would have to do.
Yes, you would have to.
Yeah, you would have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying...
Howie Godfather offer.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah, sometimes if somebody's willing to give you the keys to the castle...
Can I give a little advice to Howie right now?
Yeah.
All right, Howie. It's just me and you. No one's listening. Occasionally, you're working in Philadelphia, and you do such a good job that New York... wants to hire you. And you think to yourself, wow, New York, it's great.
It's the place to go.
It's the place to go. Howie, the congestion tax just started, and they're going to charge you $9 to drive into the city. Now, I know the Jets practice facility is in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometimes, Howie, bigger is not always better. Going from Philadelphia to New York, not always the move you want to make.
Yep.
So what I want you to do, Howie, is I want you to look around at the people you work with. You probably like. They have mm-hmm. your respect.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing well. Mm-hmm. You're well-respected.
Yeah.
The grass is not always greener on the New York side of the street.
Yeah.
That's my message to Howie.
I would agree with you. I'm not leaving the Philadelphia Eagles to go to the Jets.
Not with an owner who there's a rumor that his 17-year-old son is making calls.
Yeah.
And if you have to deny it, that means at least there's some truth to it.
Yep.
I think on some level for that.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I tell you, a lot of stuff just thrown against the wall last week.
Oh, yeah. They waited till we were off. Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
Oh, Reese is back.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Reese?
What's up, Reese?
Oh, last time I called, I got hung up on. So I'm going to talk about the quarterback that I like. Tanner don't need no Sunshine McKee. That boy was looking beautiful out there yesterday. I must say. He's my favorite Eagle quarterback since number five. Well, no, Carson is Carson, but since Carson, number five.
Tanner McKee is your favorite Eagles quarterback since Carson.
What about Nick Foles?
Love the guy. Listen, but he won the Super Bowl, so that's automatic. I'm just meaning before. You know,
I got
everybody
you.
Like him.
Yeah, sort of the same Bowl. Stature as Foles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He looks like Nick Foles.
Throws a pretty ball like Foles does.
Strong arm, and he gets rid of the ball quickly. So in two more years, 2026, I will be surprised if he's not our starting quarterback. But let's get to the game this weekend.
Okay.
This is a blowout. We're going to win by double digits, two touchdowns at least. The defense is going to dominate. Home game. Jordan Love is not there. He's not 100%. The receiver I see just was hurt. So this weekend, cupcake game, double digit win. We can exhale and can worry about the week after.
That's
my take on the game.
Well, listen, I know you'll be ready to flame somebody if that doesn't happen. I know who you'll be flaming first if that doesn't happen.
I need you to stay strong, Reese, because, you know, if for some reason they don't win and you go to blame the quarterback, everyone's just going to say he didn't play for 3 weeks, he was still concussed. So I need you to be prepared because your side's going to have a fight on their hands.
Yep.
Listen, I've already said I'm not going to negatively talk the quarterback.
Okay.
The starting quarterback while the playoffs is on. Because okay. Everybody's been saying I'm bad juju. I'm not really a fan. My uncle just blocked me last week. So I say, you know what? I'm not going to say nothing negative.
Okay.
But the day the season ends, if the season ends and I'm not happy, all these weeks and days of not saying nothing,
all these weeks and days of not saying nothing. We're on day one, Reese. And
no, he's basically saying he hasn't said anything since me and him last talked.
Well, yeah. By the way, he led his call off with Tanner McKee as his favorite Eagles quarterback in 5 years.
And so. I didn't jump at it. You threw the bait out there. You threw it out there. You thought I was going to jump on it. I didn't. I didn't say anything because I like Tanner McKee too. I'm with you.
The name is Tanner Don't Need No Sunshine.
Don't need no sunshine, McKee.
I
like it.
That's my Tanner right there, baby.
All right, Reese. Thank you for the call.
And it's funny because Reese, sounds like he was in the LTBB.
It does. It does. Yep.
And
LTBB people, to a certain extent, not you.
No, I agree.
Had something against Jalen.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and believe me, I've tried to get them to let it go and support Jalen. You should have seen us in 2021 and 2022.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, because coming from the other side of it, as an anti-Carson guy, and I know no one will believe this, I was a very pro-Hurts guy because he came in there. I was like, look, they're so much better with him. Look, they're so much better. So I can understand where the animosity between the LTBBB and the Jalen.
They held on. He was one extra B.
Yes.
they held that on hurts. To it. I tried to do the adult thing. And the correct fan thing, which is support our starting quarterback. But even I can admit, it wasn't until 2022.
Right, that you really got on board.
Yeah. Well, he earned it. He earned it in 2022. 2021, I still had a lot of questions.
All right, we are in the new year. And when we get into the new year, what we do as humans is we do New Year's resolutions. We do that. We think about how we're going to improve our lives. Well, you should think about improving the lives of those around you. When I say those around you, I mean your pets. I mean your dog and your cat. George Parenti, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, says that if you're going to care about your health and well-being, right, you're going to eat better, you're going to go to the gym, all those things, you should do the same for your dog and cat. So maybe your dog has an allergy, or maybe a food allergy, maybe it licks its paws too much, maybe your cat is shedding in a way that is too much, maybe got too heavy. You go to Dogs and Cats Rule, the best pet store there is, the only pet store you need, and the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is going to lead you down the right path, the right supplements for your dog or cat, the right food for your dog or cat, and the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is the best. I know you're not used to this going to a pet store, but Dogs and Cats Rule is different. Every person at all of their 7 locations is prepared to answer those questions for you. Take all the time you need. They also have top of the line products. High quality products, food, supplements, local high quality products, and you're going to get the answers you need out of the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule. There are 7 locations. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, and 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. You got to go to Dogs and Cats Rule. If you want to know the exact locations of any of these stores, Dogs and Cats, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I'm not a resolution guy.
Well.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I do one every year. I do something every year.
Do you stick to them?
Nah.
Okay.
But I like to do it because it's tradition. Now, I'm going to eat better this year.
Okay.
Going to eat better this year. Not going full vegetarian.
Okay.
Not. I love my meats.
Yes.
Shout out to Deets and Watson.
Yep.
But I do have to dial it back a little bit. I got to dial the red meat back a little bit.
There you go.
Got to dial it back a little bit.
There you go. Maybe a little more chicken and fish.
A little more chicken and fish this year.
There you go.
I think that's what I'm leaning towards.
I think I was pretty neutral on New Year's resolutions for years. And then I became a gym guy. Now, I'm not a gym guy anymore because I can't run or lift or anything because of my hip. And what would happen at the gym is for the first 3 weeks of January, every machine that you normally would get on without a weight would be some New Year's resolution
jerk sure, yeah.
who decided that they're gonna be, and it would make the first 3 weeks of every year a nightmare at the gym. So I became anti-resolution people because you never stick to it.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
I got my eye on you, though, Reese.
Yeah, I need you. Hold me accountable.
I will hold you.
Yeah, you and my wife both. Yes, a lot of people. They know me, man.
I'll hold you accountable.
Yeah, a couple of those pictures didn't look right towards the end of the year. And it was a good winter holiday too. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been wearing mostly sweatshirts of late. Yeah.
I can hold you accountable. You know who else? The guy who normally sits on your other side. Fritzy's been pretty good about
it. He has. I've seen him.
He's a new man.
I've seen him.
So
hitting the gym too. Hit the gym this year.
There you go.
Hit the gym and get my body back right, man.
There you go.
Look like a snack once again.
Maybe some push-ups.
Yeah, some push-ups.
Well, you used to have the curls.
I used to do all that stuff, man, when I was still.
Should I bring the dumbbells into the studio? You used to have the dumbbells. You stole Bonaducci's dumbbells, I think.
Well, I didn't steal them.
Well, yeah, he was gone, right. Bonaducci had a pull-up bar in the studio, and he had dumbbells.
Yep.
So the last four. Well, actually, let's compare this Eagles regular season. Want to see where you'd rank it. Mm-hmm. Eagles regular season compared to the three regular seasons since 2000 they went to the Super Bowl. It's 2022, 2017, 2004.
Yeah.
Regular season only. And I know it's hard to just think about regular season.
Yeah.
But where would you rank this Eagles team's performance compared to those other three teams?
Okay. So, man. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, and it's hard to do when you think about the fact that you know those teams went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just looking at the regular season.
Yeah.
This was Saquon. This year, to me, this was Saquon's year. Like,
right.
This year was about Saquon.
17 was about Carson.
Yep. And it was so exciting, though, with Saquon this year.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Here's the funny thing. 2022 is last.
I would agree.
Yeah, the opponents that they beat that year, it didn't do it for me. It just didn't do it for me. It was a great year. They went to the Super Bowl, but when you're just talking about compared to those other three seasons, I think it pales in comparison. The 17 year, 17, and I know they won the Super Bowl, but it's the year Carson had. And then the fact he didn't finish the year and Nick had to finish the year. Like, that was, like, truly a team-oriented team.
And as that season went on, that team got better and better as the season went on. Like, they really found their groove, and they were definitely the best team in the NFL.
The one thing about us in 04, we started out as a dominant team.
Right.
Like, we're coming off the NFC Championship loss to Carolina. We add T.O. and the freak, Javon Kearse. And we came out like gangbusters. I still to this day say we only lost two games that year. We lost to Pittsburgh, and we lost the Super Bowl. Everybody else, I mean, we gave the last two games away at the end of the season, but we would have clearly beaten everyone else that year. So I would – and this year
– now they've.
So I would go 0-4 first, this year second, and then 17.
Really?
I think
you have this year over 17. Here's why I would have 17 over.
Okay.
Because 04 and 17, I think consensus was that the Eagles were the best team in the NFL.
Right.
I don't
That's
think
true.
That consensus doesn't exist this year. And that they're
you're right.
They're fifth in Super Bowl odds. Now, I know 17 Super Bowl odds were lower because of Foles, but when we're just thinking about
the regular season,
they were there was only really 2 weeks this year where there was talk that the Eagles were the best team in
the
NFL. And I think ending the year, I don't think people think they're the best team in the NFL. I mean, they're fifth in Super Bowl odds. So I would have them third. Now, that is not disrespect to this year. I don't think in any way. That 17 team was awesome, and the 04 team was awesome.
Yeah.
This team was really, really good. But I don't think they were dominant in the way that those two teams were.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you might have just changed my mind on that one. Because this was a weird sort of – even with the defense being as good as it's been, we talked about this earlier, there isn't the real dynamic play or dominant – other than Jalen Carter, we don't have that player that's making plays every game. They had some guys that flashed, and don't get me wrong there.
Bond would be the closest.
Yeah, and listen, this is the first time we finished ranked number one in defense since 1991, so I don't want to shortchange them and how good they've been this year.
And by the way,
they played better competition this year than we did in 2022.
We could look back at this defense, and if in 5 years,
right.
Zach Bond is a perennial all-pro, Quinion Mitchell is, Cooper DeJean evolves into what he is, Jalen Carter stays, maybe we look back on this defense and we say, oh, they were more talented than we thought they were.
Yeah.
Like there were more game changers on the team than
they
we
were just
thought.
Scratching the surface this year
right.
before they become – by the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Neff yesterday. Nephew had 12 tackles yesterday.
Yes, it was good to see him.
All over the field. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. making plays. I saw him. Saw 54 out there. Looked good.
Well, and it was nice to see him, too, because at the beginning of this year, we thought there was a significant chance he would be starting.
Hoping to force the Eagles to change their mind about paying Zach Bond.
Yeah. I think their mind was already made up, to be honest with you. I don't think they're keeping Zach Bond.
You don't think so?
Nah. It's just not the way that – now, I know last offseason they paid a running back, and that doesn't seem like an Eagles thing to do.
Yeah.
And it was something out of the ordinary for the Eagles. But the Eagles paying a linebacker – now, the market for Zach Bond will potentially, you know – maybe there's not as big a market as I think
right.
there's going to be.
Right.
But when you're talking about a player who probably should be at least in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, should be in conversation for All-Pro, I think relatively young. I think he's 27 or 28.
Yeah.
I think there will be a pretty big market for him.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a number.
I'm going to surprise you. I think they get it done.
Really?
I do. I think they get it done. I think he wants to be here. Vic Fangio believed in him. So this is where he's gotten his real first chance to shine as a starter. And they use him correctly. It may help us that he's 27 years old.
That they think there's a runway there.
Well, because a 24-year-old is going to be much more attractive to everyone else.
Right.
27-year-old, you may get away with a 3-year deal on him. Like a 3-year deal. Maybe a nice little $15 to $20 million signing bonus, right? And somewhere around $7 a year. Like, you may be able to get him with that.
I'm going to go look at – here's highest paid – and we'll do this later. At the – man, Roquan Smith making $20 million a year.
Right.
Fred Warner, $19 a year. Tremaine Edmonds, $18 a year.
And the Eagles aren't going there.
No.
They are not going there.
Yeah.
With Zach Bond.
All right. So, coming up next, we will have the top five at five.
With 7 or 8 million.
With Buzz.
They might go where?
Buzz is going to hand out game balls.
Buzz?
Well, there's no Fritz.
Yeah, and Buzz, I'm just telling you, I don't think I didn't hear you last week. You know, it was a lot of
What did Buzz do?
Well, he, not necessarily him leading the charge, but he, you know, John Johnson.
And he
let some stuff kind of slide, Buzz.
Disrespect
yeah,
in
like,
our
like
time
Buzz,
slot.
Right? Yeah, you're part of this time slot to a degree. I expect you to hold it down when we're not in and not let people run amok on the show.
I was hosting middays. Johnson was doing afternoons.
No, I thought you were on with him once or twice.
I was not.
Okay, so we can't blame
Buzz. I can't even blame you.
All right, we'll blame
someone. I'll take all that back then.
We'll blame someone else.
Who was on with Buzz? Who was on with John Johnson?
Morgenstein a couple of days. I think it was mostly him.
Ah, okay. That's why everything was just...
Yeah, well, we're going to have a little talk with everybody.
We all sound the same back here, I guess?
Wow.
Well, no, the problem is I don't remember exactly when it was that I heard you on the air. And you're right, it was you and Cal Quinn on the air at the same time.
Correct,
and
yeah.
Speaking, yes. You know who doesn't sound the same as you guys? Is that Luke? Is that his name?
Luke Nichols, yeah.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
Dude, a part-time producer. He has the deepest voice I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think I did hear him,
dude,
but I didn't know who the hell that was.
It sounds like a bit. I heard him on the air doing, I think he was producing middays one day. I was like, what the hell is this? He's like,
hey, everyone.
It sounded like a joke, sounded like the Jolly Green Giant or something. All right. So Buzz handles top five of five is
Alrighty.
Next with your calls 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.